Well, friends, I have a confession for you this morning. I have never fully understood Palm Sunday or the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It is not my favorite Sunday in the Christian year. And I suppose, if I'm honest, as I was reflecting on this reading and preparing for my sermon this morning, that Mark's gospel lesson this morning really didn't help me very much. I mean, except for a few verses, this reading is anything but triumphant. In fact, it's a little bit boring, perhaps even pedantic, and at the end, really anticlimactic. The direction that Jesus gives to those two disciples about where to find the colt, and the answers that they were told to provide when they would be questioned, it's not exciting reading. And then, not only do we get the directions, but then the disciples go and we live through that narration again. And one has to wonder, what was Mark thinking when he wrote this section of his gospel? I mean, the fact is, the opening of our reading this morning, well, it reads a little bit like a setup. It all seems very contrived, very uninspiring. To be sure, the appropriate imagery is included. The donkey is a colt, which is significant for two reasons. First, a king rode a donkey into town when they came to offer terms of peace. So this matches our expectations of Jesus. And also, the donkey is a colt which has never been ridden. And so the status of the colt indicates that it is fit to bear a king. So we have the appropriate imagery. It has been provided for us for the entry of a king into Jerusalem. Even the crowd that gathers, they do their part right. They spread their cloaks on the ground, and they cut leafy branches, and they lay those on the ground as well as Jesus enters in. Again, this is only done for royalty. Now, the high point of the passage comes when the people sing, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Those words, parts of which we sung in our opening hymn and which are taken from Psalm 118, which we also read this morning, they are triumphant. It makes me feel good to declare those words. But then Jesus and the disciples decide to check out the temple, and then we're told that they leave. That's it. Jesus doesn't stick around that night in Jerusalem. He leaves and heads to the outlying town of Bethany. It's a little disappointing. There is a lot of build-up, a little drama, and a swift exit stage left. Why? Why does Jesus choose to enter into Jerusalem in this way? Why make a big fuss about the colt only to slip out by the side gate later that evening? I mean, they have walked that far. Why get the donkey now? Now, I know we've touched on the symbolism of the colt and what it represents, but do you understand where I'm coming from? It all seems just so contrived. I mean, why doesn't Jesus stay in town? Was he afraid of something? Am I missing something? It's possible. Why is it that the next day is interesting? Which, of course, we didn't read. But the next day, when Jesus returns to Jerusalem, he curses a fig tree on the way in. And then when he arrives at the temple, he cleanses the temple, which is a gospel lesson we looked at from John's gospel earlier in Lent. That is drama. That is action. That is the triumphal entry for the Son of God, the King of Kings. So why, friends? Why do we make Palm Sunday a big event, a celebration? Why is Palm Sunday the bright spot in Lent that happens just before Good Friday? Do we need to be cheered up? Are we doing this for our own benefit? As we near the events of Good Friday and Easter, I have no doubt that a cosmic drama, a cosmic event, is playing out. And I believe that the hosts of heaven are sitting on seat's edge to see how things will play out. So yes, I know that Palm Sunday is a big deal. It is important. It starts Holy Week for us. Yet at the same time, I find it puzzling. And perhaps it's part of the mystery that we experience on our journey with Jesus towards the cross. But if it seems to you that Palm Sunday has been built up to be something larger than what is written, if the church has made this particular Sunday a grander event than perhaps was intended, and if, like me, that puzzles you, just think about those disciples. If we're asking questions about the colt, what about the two disciples who had to go and fetch it? What were they thinking? What questions did they have which aren't recorded? What conversations occurred which we don't know anything about? After the disciples left with Jesus, after they left Jerusalem, after all that fanfare, I wonder if they too were puzzled. So if we are confused by this story, what of those disciples? Friends, I'm going to share with you now, though, that which I find most disappointing with this story. That which confuses me to the point of bewilderment. It angers me, and it fills me with profound sadness at the same time. And it is the reaction of those people who have gathered. The people who placed their cloaks on the ground and the palm branches on the ground. Those same people who sang Hosanna when Jesus enters. They fill me with a deep sadness. Not for what they are doing, but for what we know they are about to do. Because we know how this story goes. Friends, the love that they express towards Jesus here is only skin deep. It's superficial. They recognize Jesus as king. All of the signs are there. They do everything right. The words on their lips are appropriate. But within their hearts, on a deeper level, they are missing the point. Think about what happens next. Jesus cleanses the temple. The healing ministry and the miracles are done, and now is the teaching in Jerusalem, where Jesus is questioned and he answers. And while we accept all of this, what Jesus did was very upsetting at the time to the status quo. So the people turned on Jesus. They looked, those in authority looked, to find a way to have him killed, because they did not truly understand Jesus. They did not grasp what the kingdom he was referring to meant. Their focus was on material things, and Jesus was not talking about a physical kingdom. Friends, we serve a God of love. A God who loves us so deeply that he came and lived with us. In Jesus Christ, we see that love made manifest. So often, we misunderstand God's love for us, as well as our own love for God. We look at parts of the story in isolation, and we fail to see how it all works together. While Palm Sunday may celebrate Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, it exists within the shadow of Good Friday. We know where this story goes. And those same people who lifted Jesus in triumph quickly turn against him and lift him onto a cross. We want to move past the superficial love for Jesus. Then we need to understand the events of the whole story of the gospel, of all of Scripture. And with Jesus, we see how radical and different God's love for us is. How God's love often defies our expectations. And yet, in the offering of love, God provides for all of us. In Jesus, we see just how different God's love for us is compared to how we love one another. Our task as we come out of Lent, as we come towards the event of Holy Week, our task is to deepen our understanding of God's love for us and to strengthen our love for God. To understand Palm Sunday and the triumphal entry, not as a story where love for God is not expressed, but rather as a story that teaches us how we need to allow God's love to transcend our own fears and thus transform our lives. Amen.